It's the 14th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A young Leighton Buzzard man has pled guilty to charges of dangerous driving. Jordan White had only a provisional licence and was driving an uninsured Vauxhall Corsa which had false plates, faulty airbags and no MOT certificate. The 20-year-old was over the limit for cannabis. There were four other passengers in the car when he recklessly attempted to pass an Audi at speed by crossing double white lines over a hill. White lost control of the vehicle which spun off the road, crashing into a tree. His former girlfriend was ejected and died in a nearby field. His brother Rhys, who was falsely named as the driver, died in the car's back seat. Two other passengers, a teenage boy and a man in his 20s, along with a driver, who were all seriously injured, fled the scene but were later found. Mr. White will serve 6 years detention and a 9-year driving ban. Luton sickle cell disease advocate Peace Adetoro is appealing specifically, but not exclusively, to members of the African and Caribbean populations to donate blood due to low donor turnout. Persons within those communities who are predisposed to the genetic condition are dependent on regular blood transfusions for their survival. At least five businesses in Bedford have been targeted in a string of burglaries. Attempts were made to break into Silk Hair and Beauty Salon, The Ark, The Gallery, Best Pole Polish Delicatessence and GCH Fishmongers on the night of the 11th of June. The only success was the GCH Fishmongers burglary, where thieves made off with a till, a charity collection box, an iPad and a laptop. GCH owner Gary Hooper may have a CCTV suspect lead, which he will review with Beds Police. Stagecoach East, Grant Palmer, Uno and Bedford Borough have joined forces to provide free bus vouchers to Bedford's Year 6 students. It's hoped the scheme, which ends on the 30th of September, will increase awareness of public transportation as a viable travel alternative. That's it for today. However, I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.